A Wall Street Journal investigation finds some gun sellers are skirting Facebook's ban on private gun sales.
There's a lot of kind of subtle signals once you start looking for gun cases on Marketplace. And if you even change the parameters to anything more than $300, there's a number of gun cases which have these kinds of subtle hints that there's more than just a gun case.
Plus, Planned Parenthood is withdrawing from a federal funding program over abortion restrictions. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to those stories, here are some other top headlines we're following today. President Trump says his administration is looking at proposals to boost the economy, including a reduction in capital gains taxes. Still, the president says the economy is strong, and in comments at the White House today, he said, quote, "We're very far from a recession." The economic expansion became the longest on record this summer, and the unemployment rate remains low, but the nation's economic growth did slow in the second quarter to 2.1%. Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has announced his resignation, blaming far-right Interior Minister Matteo Salvini for causing a political crisis. The collapse of the government is likely to lead to snap elections, which Salvini has called for after opinion polls show his nativist league rising in popularity. Italy's president is expected to hear from party leaders in the coming days to determine whether a new governing majority can be formed in parliament. Bayer is selling its animal health unit to American company Elanco for $7.6 billion as it continues to face legal challenges over its weed killer Roundup. The sale would create the world's second biggest animal health company by revenue. Bayer's share price has been falling after it lost several trials over claims its Roundup weed killers, which came under its umbrella through its acquisition of Monsanto, cause cancer. Thousands of plaintiffs have filed similar lawsuits. Bayer has said Roundup and its active ingredient glyphosate are safe and is appealing the trial verdicts. Hess is this year's best-performing U.S. oil company, thanks in large part to a minority stake in an oil project in South America. Hess holds a 30% stake in an immense offshore oil field in Guyana that's being developed by ExxonMobil. Shares of Hess have risen more than 50% in 2019. The company is also one of the largest shale producers in North Dakota. Facebook bans private gun sales on its marketplace, but a Wall Street Journal investigation finds sellers can skirt those rules by disguising higher-priced listings for firearms as gun cases. For more, The Wall Street Journal's Kim Gittleson spoke with reporter Parmi Olson.
Tell me a little bit more about what you found on Facebook's marketplace.
Yeah, so marketplace is where people usually go to sell things they don't need anymore, like furniture, clothes, toys. What some people who we spoke to had noticed was people who were putting up gun cases or gun boxes were sometimes listing those products for quite high prices. So, for example, we found some examples of this, and one was a posting just in the last couple of weeks of a rifle case that would normally cost about $30 in Walmart or on Amazon. And the posting actually was listed for $950.
That's quite a markup.
It is a markup. And when you look at the description for postings that are similar to this, they don't have a lot of detail. Often they'll just say, PM me for details, or includes accessories, or mystery box. So there's a lot of kind of subtle signals once you start looking for gun cases on Marketplace. And if you even change the parameters to anything more than $300, there's a number of gun cases which have these kinds of subtle hints that there's more than just a gun case.
Why is this a problem?
Well, it isn't illegal. Private sales of guns in the United States is legal on a federal level. There's a kind of variety of different flavors of that law on the state level. But on Facebook, it's not allowed. Facebook actually banned the sale of guns officially about 4 years ago. There was a few reports that came out in 2016 of people who were trying to sell guns in private Facebook groups. And that's when Facebook really cracked down on it. And later that same year, Facebook announced Marketplace, which was kind of Facebook's answer to Craigslist or eBay, but really closer to Craigslist because it's not an auction-based platform. It's literally just where people post pictures of stuff they don't want and they put a price on it, and then you hash out a deal with whoever contacts you via private message.
So what has Facebook said? Have you contacted them about the fact that you found out gun cases are maybe a little bit more?
Absolutely. And Facebook said that this is absolutely not allowed. And if anybody notices that there are guns being sold on Facebook Marketplace, they should flag them. It is absolutely against their policy for people to be selling guns. They didn't specifically respond to questions that I put to them about this tactic that people seem to be using of posting empty boxes or empty soft cases for very high prices. There's even a couple of times when someone, one of the sellers I spoke to, had actually put an empty handgun case for $20. So it was even more subtle. They hadn't even put a high price. But when I messaged the seller, he indicated that it was a 6-hour semi-automatic pistol. So they can be quite difficult to vet. The interesting thing is that our analysis found that Facebook has this recommendation algorithm that will actually put forward products that you might like based on what you have already clicked on. And when we looked, did these searches across 10 different states in the United States of high-priced gun cases, often we'd get the bulk of the kind of successful showing of overpriced gun cases under this, in the special section that comes from Facebook's recommendations.
I mean, this comes amid a larger discussion about whether or not social media sites like Facebook are able to police all of the content that's on there, right?
Absolutely. And although this is e-commerce for Facebook, we're not talking about content here. There is a little bit of a parallel in that Facebook uses both artificial intelligence technology, otherwise known as machine learning style technology, in combination with human moderators to look at these items that are on Marketplace, just as it does that with content. So I suppose the question that Facebook might be asking itself now about this issue is, how much do they need to put more humans on the task of policing this stuff versus software?
Parmi, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And for more on this story, please head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Planned Parenthood announced Monday that it will withdraw from the federal Title X Family Planning Program over a new rule that would prevent clinics from referring patients for abortions. Joining me now from Washington, D.C., with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman. Michelle, can you explain a bit more about why Planned Parenthood made this decision? It will cost the organization an estimated $60 million a year.
Sure. So the Trump administration put out a new set of rules last year that Planned Parenthood and other abortion rights groups are calling the quote-unquote gag rule that basically stipulates two things. It says if you are, you know, receiving Title X funds, if you're a clinic that provides family planning services through the federal government, then you are not allowed to perform any abortions on premises, and you are also not allowed to discuss abortions with your patients in any way or refer them to abortions. You know, you can talk to them about contraception, but in no way can you bring up abortion. And so Planned Parenthood has been doing abortions along with providing contraception and other, you know, sexual health services for about 100 years, said, we can't do this. You know, that's a part of our ethos. We have to provide our patients with any option available to them. And if that's abortion, that's abortion. So they, you know, felt like this was something that they had to pull out of. And beyond that, I think that they felt like these rules were designed to target them specifically. You know, they are the single largest provider in the Title X family planning network. They, you know, get about, as you said, $60 million a year from this program. It's about a $280 million program. They serve 40% of the patients that use Title X. You know, this was potentially designed by the administration to target Planned Parenthood, who really wants to try to limit abortion as much as possible, curb access to it, and make sure that federal funds don't fund abortions even indirectly in any way.
So, Michelle, what are the potential implications for patients?
Planned Parenthood was not specific about how it would handle this, you know, significant loss of funds. This is about 10% of their federal funding. They get a much larger chunk, about 75% of their federal funding through Medicaid. They also get, you know, grants, donations, things like that. So they do have other sources of funding. This is still a big budget hole. And we don't have details, but it, you know, Planned Parenthood's president on the call yesterday with reporters did say that she expected this would mean they would have to serve fewer patients, that they'd be able to offer fewer appointments, wait times would be longer, and that just they wouldn't be able to serve some people. I think the other questions we should be asking are, will they have to cut some services altogether? I think they hinted that that might be a possibility. How are they going to, you know, recoup some money? Are they going to lean more on donations? Those are all questions.
Michelle, you also write that this is bringing up a conflict between what many see as Planned Parenthood's role as a healthcare provider and also as a political advocate for abortion rights.
It's interesting, Anne-Marie, because I think for a long time that line of attack was coming from conservatives, that they were saying Planned Parenthood is first and foremost a political organization. Look how much they spend, you know, to elect Democrats. And in 2018, they spent $30 million to elect Democrats to the House and Senate. And more recently, we've seen sort of that conflict arise within Planned Parenthood itself. It really came up last month when the organization fired its former president, Leanna Wen, who was only there for about 8 months. And internally, she had tried to really tamp down on some of the more political aspects of the organization's messaging. She actually pushed for the organization to use the word abortion less in its communications to try not to talk about things like transgender health and things that she felt would be alienating to moderate voters, to people who were using Planned Parenthood in the middle of the country where those sorts of progressive ideas haven't permeated as much. And so, you know, when they fired her, I think that really came to the fore where she said, I was trying to push the organization in this direction and the board really did not like it.
Wall Street Journal reporter Michelle Hackman joining us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you.
And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.